Love the Most Radio. This is it.
All right, we good to go?
We good to go?
Yeah.
Let's start this bad boy. Then we have...
Let's start over?
All right.
Okay, let's see, make sure everything's good. Okay, cool. All
right, let us know when we're live.
Let it rip.
We're going live right now.
3, 2, 1, we're live.
And we are live. What's up, guys? I know you can hear us this time, man. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties readjusting some of the equipment. Mm-hmm. But we're good now. We're here with the lovely Cher and Sue. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have another Fresh and Fit podcast after hours. It's going to be lit, guys. Let's get into it.
Get it.
All right. Let's get some ones in the chat to make sure that we're good with the sound. I'm pretty sure that we're good and you guys can hear us. But we want to make sure that the sound is impeccable. I was readjusting, and let me apologize real quick to you guys, man. I was readjusting some of the settings. I looked at some of the comments from our last show, and they're like, "Oh, the sound levels, oh!" You know what I'm saying? And I just like went back, and we got a bunch of ones in the chat. I recalibrated our mixer, guys, which is a brand new mixer, which I will not divulge what kind of mixer it is because it's not even out in the market yet, really. It's brand new, but I had to recalibrate all the microphones, the sound gate, all that crap. So I forgot to hit the USB out button and make it higher.
And
so
real quick, shout out to Minister Jap for Super Chat.
Yeah.
We saw that, Minister Jap. Shout out to you.
Yo, shout out to Minister Jap, guys. Go subscribe to his channel where he has the church and he roasts these chicks. It's hilarious.
German Shepherds.
Yeah, shout out to Minister Jap.
But yes.
But Fresh, go ahead.
To lovely you ladies tonight, we have Sue and Cher.
Hello.
Tell us
a little bit
about yourself, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, we are both entrepreneurs in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you say entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs.
I'm sorry. I'm Cuban.
There you go.
It's the Spanish.
It's the Spanish in you.
But you know what I'm saying. We're boss ladies. So at the end of the day,
it's
more or less the same if you lingo it. But yes, we're definitely go-getters. And we are fitness enthusiasts. And we're very inspired by the health and fitness, nutrition that we can possibly provide for anybody out there. And, you know, by showing them how we get along and how we do it, you know, inspiring other people to get on that same page.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Cuban power there.
Very inspiring.
And then you, sure.
You want the long version or the short version?
I want the short version because we got a long show ahead of us. So
okay. My name is Cher, and I'm originally from Atlanta. So hi to all my Atlanta people, if you're watching. But I've been in here in Miami for about 4 years, and I am a nutrition coach. So that's what I really do. I also run 2 businesses. I have a trucking company based out of Atlanta, and I also work for the federal government. So
there you go. Shout out to all the PhDs in the building. All right, folks. So
we got some chat. Don DeMarco 199 hashtag Don DeMarco. Derolo smash Kiki.
Oh man.
You know what?
No comment.
No comment.
Don DeMarco.
Ask Rolo on his live stream next time.
Yeah, ask Rolo on his live stream. For those that are wondering, yeah, we had Rolo Tomasi in the studio.
And
shout
guys,
out to Rolo Tomasi.
If
lit.
You missed the live stream with Kiki twerking on Rolo, guys,
on Patreon.
Where else do you see a porn star twerking on the Godfather, Rolo Tomasi, live? That was crazy, guys. But yeah, so I'm at the first question. It's a little bit to the point.
Uh-oh.
But what matters most to you ladies, right? It comes to dating guys, especially here in Miami. Looks, money, or status? From 1 to 3, what's most important?
Ooh.
Looks, money, or status?
Okay. 3 being the highest?
Three being the lowest.
The lowest.
Number
okay.
one's the highest. Yeah.
Okay. You obviously have to be attracted, right? So the physical attraction has to be there. So I'm going to say that's number one.
Okay.
Money, not so much. That'll be number 3. But in terms of number 2, I would say just like your overall like character. That's super important with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you?
I believe their personality.
Yeah, talking to Mike.
I believe that their personality and their commitment to their self and their family tells a lot. You know, if someone cannot commit to their self and their daily task and just their life, they can never commit to anything else.
Okay.
You know, so I feel like I see that as a very important thing, the way they carry their self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you carry yourself the right way. You know, you're very responsible. You know, you're just on point with a lot of things. It just makes you more attractive, other than someone that's not, you know.
That's a bum.
Exactly.
So.
And it's not about money. It's just about the fact that you even try. The fact that, you know, that you have that motto, that you have that motivation within you, mm-hmm. and that's what you go for. Because money, at the end of the day, can be anything. You know, you can be, you know, someone that doesn't have that much money, you can have someone that has a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it ain't about money, really.
So, question. So are you guys both saying that money isn't important?
Money is important.
Oh, okay. But it's not a factor of if I want to be with you or not.
So what's your number one?
My number one is personality and commitment.
Oh, no. But I get that. But it's looks, money, and status out of three.
I would say looks. I mean, you got to be physically attracted to a guy, right? Before
status.
Anything.
I would say status. Because looks are looks.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
You going to sleep with an ugly dude?
Nah, but okay. Listen, let me tell you. If that guy knows what I like and what I really like, even if he's not the best looking guy in the world, I'll vibe.
Not me.
Keeping it real.
I'm not being real.
We got some super chats in the house.
Of course. I was saying, don't block your face with the boom arm, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You got to sit up. You got to sit up a bit.
You can move it.
Yeah, or I could raise her chair, actually, too.
Yeah, you can.
Just move it.
Because,
okay.
When you're talking, you're blocking your face.
Okay.
Don DeMarco 199.
Yeah.
We're always in drag game with Kiki. Hashtag. Oh, Scott Boy.
Oh, Scott Boy. Okay.
Oh, Boy. That's a guy. That's a guy. He's like curse words.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, Scott Boy.
We got Jacoby, $10, called into your show doing a Philion roast and embarrassed myself. Here's some money for dealing with me unprepared and nervous. Question, what are the best places to source during beer bug?
Online dating, my friend.
Online dating, bro.
Online dating.
Instagram, Tinder, Bumble.
You could cold approach girls, but I still do it, you know what I mean? But like, a lot of girls are going to be... I'll be honest with you. A lot of people are low IQ and they think that the mask actually protects them and they take it seriously. So
it's going to be tough.
It is what it is. It's going to be tough out here, my man.
And then we got a one from Vernell Eli, $5. When are you guys having a meetup in Miami?
So we meet up with patrons at the $200 tier.
Yeah.
So if you're a patron here at the $200 tier, you get a bunch of benefits to include the Telegram chat, a one weekly Zoom call where we give you coaching on game, fitness, dating with chick, dealing with chicks, finances, everything, maximizing credit cards, all that stuff. And we also do like special webinars where like we'll have like,
credit
for
card.
Example, we'll probably do one on finance after our show on Monday with my accountant, right, who saved me tens of thousands of dollars. So he's really good. And then you also, when you come to Miami, you meet up with us. It's an automatic meetup. You come watch us do
studio,
a show live.
Behind the scenes.
You know, get to see the behind the scenes, see, you know, cool stuff that we do behind
the
scenes.
Who knows? You might meet a special guest.
Yeah, you might meet a special guest. You know, some of our guys have come in. We had Kevin Samuels in or Rolo Tomasi, whatever it is. So patreon.com/freshfitman. Get into $200 tier. And yeah, bro. And you get in Telegram chat, too, so you can see everything that we're doing. You join the fam, the Fresh Fit fam.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
And shout out to Minister Jet, by the way, guys. Patreon.com/FreshFit. Go ahead, Fresh.
Cool.
So Sue said status, and then Cher said looks. Okay.
Looks.
All right.
That's pretty fair.
Okay.
Now, right?
And just so the audience knows, so they kind of know what kind of, I guess, women that we're dealing with here. You guys, I'm not going to say your guys' age. But we'll just say it's in the 3-0s, guys. Okay?
Yeah.
305.
No, it's in the 3-0s. It's in the mid 3-0s and the early 3-0s, okay?
So, Skrilla.
Yeah.
You know?
So, okay, go ahead, Fresh.
So, next question is, right, for example, what do you look for in a guy in terms of standards? Like, what must they have in place if you don't want to date them or take them serious?
That's a tough one.
Like, you know, the cliche six figures, six
tough,
pack
bro.
Abs, you know?
For me, I don't think it's anything in terms of, like, physical appearance. If you know what I mean, I would have to say.
Well, can you move the mic closer to her? Yeah.
You would need your character. I would say character first and foremost in terms of that. I don't want nobody that's trying to like fake it. Like, just keep it 100 with me. You know, whether you have money or you don't have money, I want to know you for you. I don't care about the rest. But you do got to look good.
Okay. So look good and have a good character. What about if I'm okay? What if I look good, have a good character, but I'm a bum?
A bum in terms of what? You don't have a job?
I'm home playing Xbox all day. Feel me? I'm like, yo,
that ain't enough for
sure,
me.
Sure, like, bring the bread home.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No.
You have to have, I'm not saying that looks is everything. Don't get it twisted. However, you got to look good. Like, if I'm, you know, have to
at
be
least you
physically attracted to you. But you can't be a bum.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have some type of substance to yourself.
Something going on.
Goals, whatnot, bettering yourself.
So the people want to know, what are these, tell us exactly what you're looking for as far as looks then. The people want to know.
Oh, shoot. As far as looks,
how are you specific?
Nothing specific, but
oh,
you know.
Okay.
You know.
I want a guy that looks good, but I can't describe what I like.
Well,
okay.
Okay, wait.
We're going to ask you guys next what you
want
to eat, so you can't make a decision on that either.
I definitely know what I want.
I'm trying not to be mean.
No,
go ahead. Keep it real.
Yeah, keep it real, man. These are the easy questions. It's going to get much worse from here.
Oh, God.
Speak your truth. That's all.
I like men that are tall.
Hold on. Imagine you're talking to a guy that's going to marry you in the next couple of years right here.
What
do you want in the guy from
what
him
do you want
right
from
here?
From
yeah.
Him?
What do
yeah.
I want him to look like?
This is
like?
Your chance.
Yes,
look like,
it.
Act like,
okay.
Be about.
All right. I'm being completely honest.
Good. Yeah.
You need to be taller than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Okay. So how tall does he have to be?
At least 5'8".
At least 5'8". Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, have you dated a guy that's 5'8" before?
I think so.
Or higher.
You only dated 6 feet and above, huh? I can tell.
5 and above.
So he's got it. You say 5'8", but in reality, he's got to be 6 feet or above, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
know. All right.
Somewhere there.
6'4"
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I like him tall.
Okay. Are you aware of the percentage of men that are actually 6'4" and above?
No, but that's why we like them.
Okay. What percentage of men? Well, let's have some fun with this. What percentage of men do you think are over 6 feet tall in general?
30%.
20%.
Yeah.
About 14%.
Oh, awesome.
I was almost
okay. Okay, and then over 6'3"?
Like 7%.
Over
6'3"? 6'3" or above?
I would say 30%.
30%?
Yeah.
Try 1%.
That's what I was like, 7%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I took it down.
Yeah.
I took it down. I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you're still single.
I have a friend that he's
7. So anyway.
All right.
We got
all right. You got Mario Valdez.
Okay.
29.
Yeah. Let's be down to have a crossover and bring 33.
Dude, people have been asking us about him for a bit. Dude, the most requested guest, Rich Cooper. 33 Secrets and the Tate Brothers. And Austin Dunham. Those are like the most requested content creators to come on the show.
Yeah.
And AMS as well. Hey, man, if you guys want them to come, message them. Tell them, hey, go on the Fresh Fit podcast. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Okay, Black Sunday.
We don't mind. We like everybody. Go ahead.
$5. Ask them if for dudes, ask them for kisses like that Dork Fillion rather than just making the move.
Oh, that's a good question.
So on a date, right, you're with a guy. Do you prefer him to just go for the kiss or ask for a kiss?
No, don't go for the kiss. Let me make the move.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
If you make the move,
the
it
lie
makes
detector
you look
determined.
I'm like, ooh.
Thank you, Mari.
How dare you?
Well, yeah, thank you,
bro.
Mari.
Really?
I got to stop you. That's a cat.
Mari.
You're telling me.
Okay, you know what? Let me set the mood for her. Me and you are out on a date, right? Romantic date. You're telling me when it's romantic like that and we're just chilling or whatever, like you're going to make the move? No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You're not gonna do it. You are gonna sit there and wait for me to make the move.
Well,
and if I don't make it, you're gonna think
cues.
I'm a pussy.
There has to be some cues. You know, look.
I would never make
it. Yeah. But yeah.
Unless
of course.
I'm like, I know this guy. This is what he wants, and I know that he desires me, and it's just like a mutual chemistry.
The vibe,
and it's just like, hey, we're both just. Mm,
yeah, you know? I know. I get that.
That's
but like,
different.
Yeah,
I'm
I would
type,
never.
So.
Yeah, we would read the situation, but what I'm saying is that there's no like, there's you, it's cap. You would definitely want the guy to make the move.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, even your see,
I'm
Susie
different.
Was saying
I guess I'm different.
You would make the move.
I'm A type.
Damn sure.
Yeah.
So hold like, up. As long as the chemistry is there, let me make the move, and
so
then you
wanna,
go in.
You want to dominate the guy?
Damn.
No,
you're
not
saying?
Dominate.
Okay.
I know.
You're saying A type personality.
A little bit.
That means like assertive. That's very masculine trait.
I know.
I can't help myself.
So okay.
Okay. Well,
okay.
It's respected.
I'll say this real quick. Hold on. So You're telling me, okay, so you make the move and you kiss them. You're going to lose a little bit of respect for the guy for being a pussy. Let's keep it real.
For him being a pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not making
sure.
a move.
For sure, because
and
he's
making
black.
You have to make
well,
the,
he's
the
make
do
the
it
move.
First.
If she got to a point where she had to do that, then
he's going to make the move when I make the move.
Well, how do you
wait.
So
wait,
we get that. You know,
Hold on.
Let me
okay.
You got
thank you guys.
No, yeah. Dubar, thanks for 279, but you're out of topic. I don't know. Hey, Myron, what do you believe after life after death?
What do you think about life after death?
Yeah,
okay.
Allah comes and gets you, and he sends you either to hell or to heaven, bro.
Don DeMarco, bring Rolla back. Best guest ever. Hashtag Don DeMarco.
You know what that means.
Don DeMarco.
He will be back, guys.
Yeah,
he'll
be back, guys.
Don't
worry.
He had a fun time here.
He had a good time in Miami.
Guys, actually, tomorrow, we have a special guest coming through.
Actually,
well,
it's already announced.
Special...
Oh, Rolo's in the house. Okay.
Rolo Tomasi.
Shout out to Rolo Tomasi, guys.
Shout out to Rolo, man.
He's in the house.
Wait.
Look.
I thought he had just typed chat.
Yeah,
there
he is right there.
If I had a white dad, it would be Rolo.
There you go. Bang, bang. Okay.
So you're telling me, Cher.
Go ahead, Fresh.
You have to initiate the kiss yourself. So
I'd
so,
like to make the move first.
Hold on. The vibe is there. You're having a great time. He says, you know what? Now's my time to make a move. You will be like, nah, stop. Bruh,
yeah. I gotta give you the cue.
For you gotta give the go.
I gotta give the green light.
What is your cue? Can you please tell us what the cue would be?
You want me to show you?
Yeah. What would you do?
Demonstrate.
Pretend me and you are on a date, okay?
Yeah.
Pretend me and you are on a date. All right.
Alive.
So, how would we do this?
So we're gonna make eye contact.
You're gonna make eye contact like that, okay?
And then I'm gonna touch your leg.
You're gonna touch my knee, okay? And then what?
Okay.
And then I'm gonna make the move.
And then you're gonna you're gonna come into me and try to kiss me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what if
I kiss you?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I want to see it. No, I want to see it. Because I'm confused. I want to see it.
Yeah. I will say this though.
The chemistry is there.
So you literally look him in the eyes like this, and then you touch his knee.
I just know.
Hey. Hey, I want you to make a move, you pussy.
Is that what it is? Have you not made a move yet?
Cher, okay. You know what? You just solved all the problems, man.
That was easy.
Wow. You're good.
Okay.
So
what about you?
Okay, what was the question? That.
So if you're on a date, right, you want the guy to kiss you first, or do you want to go for the kiss first?
I would like the guy to initiate it first because I would not want to be the one to just, like, throw myself at him. I'm not the type of person to just throw myself at
him. So if I ask for permission and I'm like, hey, is it okay if I kiss you? That would be weird, right?
Turn off, right?
Actually, no, it would not be a turn off because if I like you and you ask me, hey, is it okay? You know, like, you know, it's kind of like a respectful thing that you're asking me because
I'm like, why are you lying? Why you always lying?
But if you ask me, if you want to kiss me, and obviously if I like you, why would I say no?
you won't say no, but
right,
do not kiss me. No.
All right, guys, as you guys can see, the cap is in full effect.
Hold on. I'm curious because if the guy is feeling you, right, and he just goes for it, right, that shows assertiveness.
And I like that initiative.
But then if he asks for it, it's like, bruh, you had to ask me that question? You can't just be mad enough to just do it?
Well, then that goes to as a woman, realizing that some people do lack a little bit of self-confidence. And that's okay because, you know, some people don't always have the confidence that they should. You know, now it's more attractive if the person just goes for it and you're feeling them.
Yeah.
You know, instead of asking.
But deep down, would you want a guy that's low self-esteem?
Never that, because I only go for guys with high self-esteem.
Boom. See? There you go. Okay. That's keeping it real.
I go for guys with very high self-esteem.
We got Roland.
All
right, guys. She's a short Cuban, so I have to raise her chair so you guys can actually see what's going on here.
Yeah. Okay. We got Roland $5. What she's saying is she doesn't need permission to unbuckle the belt.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
And then we have,
thank you, Roland, for the $5 super chat.
1 second. With all these,
what else we got here? Yeah, man. God.
Avid hacker. Shout out to Laugh. $5. We got David Geert 49. She has been messing with the weak dudes. This is why she has to initiate the
tracks, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have let's see.
Yeah.
She's laughing.
Ron Kroon.
We have Jacoby, $5. As someone who has fumbled at the 1 yard line due to inaction, how short is the window to make a move? Ladies, feel free to interject and don't cap.
Okay, so he wants to know basically how short is the window to make a move like for the kiss. So let's say you're on a date with a guy like
for a date?
Yeah. When should he make the move to kiss?
The vibe just has to be right. I can't explain to you when that moment is. You just gotta know. You know.
But how does he know?
Wait, you're gonna touch my knee, right? That's what I'm gonna know.
How's he gonna know when to kiss though?
Sorry. I mean, we give cues. I mean, you know.
I feel in that aspect, it's got to be the right vibe. And then
I think they can see her now, finally. I pushed the chair all the way up for you guys, by the way.
Once you know each other a little bit better amongst that conversation and you see the chemistry,
yeah.
If it's meant to be some chemistry and some sparks, then, hey, let it spark up. You know? If not, then, you know, hey, keep it cool.
Don DeMarco, 199.
All right, Don DeMarco called it right. We got 400 live viewers right now at almost 1 o'clock in the morning and only 100 likes.
Yes.
Guess what that means, guys? We're going to stop the show until we get, 200? 300?
200 likes?
200 is fine.
Get us to 200 likes, guys.
Come on,
I'm going to play this
one.
I'm going to play this annoying Who Wants to Be a Millionaire song until we get to 200 likes.
Okay, then we got Don DeMarco.
So, guys, in the meantime, I'm going to shamelessly plug our merchandise. So, T-shirts, sweaters. They're in stock right now. Click the link below. Get our stuff on teespring.com. Also, my T-shirt where I punish women that reschedule dates, that is also out there.
I love that.
Click that as well. What else we got? Legacy Unplugged Fitness shirts, Unplugged Lifestyle shirts. As well, get on patreon.com/freshfit where you can see all those exclusive late night streams where Rolo and Hotep took over the show.
Yep.
Where we had Kiki Clout on the show.
Yeah.
The porn star. You'll also see some also other like exclusive interviews that we've done in the past with some cool stuff.
And guys, also hop on the VIP for the Patreon because you get the Telegram chat and it's 24/7 access to me and Myron all day, along with all our members for any topics you want: dating, finance, investing, everything in there.
Yeah, 200 likes. It's like we're at 200. Okay,
yeah.
That was fast.
Go.
Okay,
cool. There you go.
All right. We'll continue on with the show.
And guys, don't forget we're on Anchor also too.
Yes, we're also on Anchor, guys. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're taking over. We're at 21K subs, guys. Thank you for all the support. We got some more super chats.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Picking up on signals is one thing, but ignoring them and waiting for the girl to lean in on a kiss makes you look like you lack the social calibration.
Facts.
Right on Mike, $5.
Cher, they're calling you out on your initiating kisses thing.
Bernardo.
Don't kiss me. Give me the cue. You know?
Bernard Eli, $5. Would it be for it if I kissed you right now? 100%. So that's right for me so far.
No, that's good for
Ooh.
You, Vernell. That's it. That's a good initiation.
Okay, one second. I think we have two more. Okay, perfect.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah, rolling the chat. We have Armando Moreno, $5. Ask them if a guy really was arousing but was socially inept, aka awkward. Would you still sleep with him?
Well, that's a good question.
Great question.
So, guy's attractive physically, but he's awkward. He doesn't know when to kiss you. You give him the eye, and he doesn't make the move.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Would I still sleep with him?
Yeah.
I mean, out of pity, yes.
Pity sex?
Oh, you would? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, he was nice.
If he was nice?
I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, wait. If he was nice but awkward but attractive, you would do it.
Maybe just for that one. Maybe that one time. Just
that
to
one
see.
Time. Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha. Just
she wanna try
take
that.
It for a test run. Take it for a test run. You never
like
know.
A car.
Yeah.
We have Quarantine of the God 499. I'm never just going for the kiss. My hands are starting from the knee, working my way
there
up.
There you go.
Up the thigh,
yeah.
While whispering. What you trying to do?
Okay, that's some game right there.
There you go. There you
yeah.
go.
Game right
yeah.
there.
Notice the key. He ain't letting Cher touch his knee first, guys. You know what I'm saying?
David G.
He doesn't ask.
They went on the 5-speed right just because there is no general desire.
Yeah, there you go.
Not really. I would say the 5 is basically like, you know what I'm saying? You escalated during the date. It's like a smooth transition. You guys are dancing, having fun, getting lit. And
yeah.
the vibe is there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't always have the vibe at the very beginning. Obviously, there's genuine desire, but, you know, The vibe is what it is.
As long as it's genuine.
So, yeah, all right, let's just do a quick recap. What are you guys looking for in men? Let's talk about, we'll keep it simple. Height,
confidence,
how much they earn.
Security.
Okay, confidence, security. Security, what does that look like to you?
Security, meaning the person that is balanced, the person that is responsible, the person that has their shit together.
Okay, let's keep it real. Let's use a tangible number.
You can take care of anyone.
Let's use
a
tangible number. How much is that in earning to provide security for you?
I would say anywhere above,
for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Security-wise?
Yeah. Would your man
honestly,
need to earn to
I
make
do
you
my
feel
own
secure?
Money. I do my own money, and I am my own boss, and that's why I don't depend on nobody, and I would never expect anybody to provide anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case that if I wanted some security, I guess as long as he keeps himself like secured, it's good for me. You know, security wise, you know,
but
in other
talking
words,
numbers.
Talking numbers. I mean, over 100-something K a year.
Okay, the guy would have to make $100,000
a year.
Okay.
For both of you guys.
Over 50K.
50K.
And that's just minimal because on the end of the day.
Oh, so you're saying, how much does he have to make is what I'm asking?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's got to make 100,000. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Like, come on.
Okay.
You
cool.
Know, we
what about for you?
I'm not trying to date nobody else.
Am I working or not?
Any less than 30,000 a month.
Let's make it. Well, you work right now. So you own a couple businesses. You do your own thing.
I do
too. What would a guy, both of you, okay. So how much would a guy have to earn
to be with me?
Yeah. There you go.
I got to say, he got to be on par. So he needs to be at least making six figures.
Six figures? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with this.
But,
okay.
There's a but to that.
Okay, sure.
As long as he is handling his business, he got a good credit score,
mm-hmm.
meaning
he's responsible.
Anything above 600, 650
okay.
is considered good credit.
Okay.
Okay.
You had a good credit score. You don't have any debt.
Uh-huh.
You're financially stable. You have a job. I will consider, you know.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have
So,
can't
consider.
Be a bum.
Right.
Responsibility,
consider.
Commitment. If
you got
keyword,
good credit.
Keyword.
You
no.
have
okay. So, all right. So you're saying, you would want him to have six figures too. And then, Cher, you're saying six figures or a combination thereof of good credit and or response. Okay. Let's have some fun with this. What percentage of men earn $100,000 a year? Do you guys know?
Less than 5%.
Less than 5%?
Nah.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. In
don't
my
know?
World, the only ones I talk to.
Okay. Cool. Interesting. Okay. So, what if I told you all Americans, only about 10% of all Americans make $100,000 a year?
Right.
So that's men, that's
well,
women.
That's legal?
That's
that on paper?
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
I do know that there's another side.
I'm
welcome to Miami.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it is reality, so let's speak about it.
Scammers,
yeah, that's all. That's all. That's
all
everyone.
Real.
That's men, women, married men, gay men,
exactly,
straight men.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody.
But it's hold on.
Either on paper or
guys that are below 5'8".
Hold on.
You know.
Let me ask that question though. So what do you bring to the table for a guy?
What do I bring to the table? I bring myself because I know my worth. Okay. I do know my worth and I am a very responsible woman. I take care of my business. I have a business already. I have a business for painting, cleaning. You know, I am in the construction industry. I'm also a real estate agent.
Yeah.
So if I can do these things and I'm just an only child and I'm a single lady, I mean, come on. You're going to, what do you have to provide that I'm going to like, you know, be like, oh, cool. Or, you know, at least, you know, level up.
But hold on. If I'm a guy with six figures, right? Why do I need you to be good at business?
Well, then if that's the case, then that's only up to you to decide if you want to be with somebody that, you know, it's either less than you or not in the sense where do you need somebody to assist you with your business? Okay, exactly. So then that means you do not need someone else for your business. In other words, if you want to be single and make your own living and make your own, you don't need to depend on nobody. That's how I am.
Right. Nope. But then,
all right, hold on. First,
I don't know.
People
are
into it because you know it's going crazy, right?
Yeah. I do not need to depend on nobody.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
So we have Jacoby, $2. I got the signal, but lost her by not acting.
Damn.
Meaning, you know, if you don't act, no, you got lost.
Am I a loser?
Let's see. 1 second. Scroll down. Yeah, the chat's going crazy. All right, Eugene Morgan, $5, 3 second kiss window. If you are too early, awkward and rapey and pervy. If you're too late, weak beta. Yeah, it's definitely a middle ground.
That's
assertive
middle ground.
Without being strange. Yali Moy, $5,
she says she doesn't need nobody money, but the guy has to make 100K. So,
I mean, listen, I don't need nobody, but if I'm going to pick somebody, he better make 100K or more.
Okay.
Because I am myself, and I do make my choices wisely.
You got your standards. Okay.
I got my standards. You know, I'd rather be single than with somebody that, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, we have David G, 999. I make over 100K working in healthcare. Like Rolo says, we ain't looking at your resume.
Yeah, okay. No, that's the point. Most guys at that level are not looking for a woman that has
a PhD. And that's the whole point. It's not a materialistic thing.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you went out black and black.
Fresh and fit, okay.
Kyle won $2. Future Kevin Samuels callers in here. shout out to Kevin Samuels.
You guys know who Kevin Samuels is? You know, do you know him?
No.
We'll send him a video after.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. We have Alexander Corn.
Oquendo, I think.
Oquendo, $5.
Thank you, man.
$5 super sticker. Thank you so much. All right, we caught up.
Cool.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so
sure.
All right, so you bring your career, and then Sherry, go ahead.
What do I bring to the table?
Yeah.
All right, so I am a very educated woman. Forget about dollar figures. I have 2 businesses. I work for the government. I have 10 years of military experience. I can go on and on. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to hear that, right? but with my education, I'm a Christian. My experience, I've done a lot. I know what I have to bring
okay,
to the
table. Okay, so let me hold on 1 second. I got a question for you ladies, okay? So you guys have been able to tell us what you guys want in a man. My question is this.
Yes.
These higher – because what you guys basically – are requesting
because
for men?
Because we don't set things for lower than, I guess.
Perfect.
Nothing just like not out of our level.
Okay, good. So the men that you're basically describing, these are basically like top 5% men.
Not really, because...
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes, they are. Yes,
I
they are.
Mean, I don't know.
Think about it. Let's do the math. You want a guy that's taller than you?
I want someone to tell them. Yeah, sorry.
And $100,000 a year automatically.
That's
think about
minimal.
That. Okay, that's minimum. So
there's a lot of those. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there's not because
I'm
only 10%.
Hey, but I'm looking for you, ladies. Though. No, I'm just kidding.
No, all jokes aside, guys. So 10% only 10% of all Americans make over $100,000 a year. So my question is this. You guys want a guy that's obviously financially stable,
mm-hmm.
some confidence, knows that when you touch his knee that it means he's going to kiss you or whatever. You know, basically what you guys are describing is like a top 5% man. My question
is
do you know what a top 5% man wants in a woman?
Top 5% like us?
No.
You guys have given your demands.
But this is the problem. I got it right here.
This is the problem
with today's society.
Okay.
Men don't know what they want.
Oh, men don't know what
they
want.
We do.
They don't know what they want.
No.
Wait, let me
ask. Ahead,
they
finish,
say
finish,
they want a woman. Don't post this. Don't be naked. But you be the first one to like the bitch post.
Yeah. Oh,
it.
like.
So
and
it's
like hold on, wait,
you
what?
You say one thing, but then the actions don't correlate. You understand where I'm going with this,
okay.
right?
Well,
that's why you always
got to
go by your own guideline as a woman.
A woman, they really want a woman that's at home, that's the trophy wife, that looks good.
And doesn't.
That doesn't
okay,
really
all right,
do
all right.
Anything.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Once again, these men that you guys are describing are top 5% men.
Yes.
Do you know what top 5% men want in their partners?
Yes. Somebody that is willing to give them their true self,
okay.
not be fake.
Okay.
You know, not interested in their money, not interested in their
somebody that's established.
Somebody that's established that
oh.
just knows that
somebody
there is a mutual respect and mutual love between each other, genuinely.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you what they really want.
Yeah, because you guys are way off.
They want a young, hot girl that doesn't argue, with no baggage. That works at McDonald's.
That shuts the fuck up.
Huh?
That then shuts the fuck up all the time.
Yeah,
like
no.
takes everything up the air.
Not even that. Because
like,
yeah.
I'm
right?
not that type.
No. And it's fine. But here's
you will not get that.
Here's
from
the
me.
Problem though.
That's
right?
not the problem.
Most women don't know what these guys want, but yet they want those guys. So what happens is they come together and it never works out because guess what? You don't know what he really wants.
Because they want a bitch that will never say nothing. and suck it
so
up.
Are
suck
you
up,
saying,
suck up, suck
so,
up, suck up.
So
I can't
are you
suck
saying
up.
That they
I'm a very
women?
Honest person.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And I like to just make sure that we both stand on the same grounds and that we both respect each other and understand each other.
Yep.
Because even if we disagree, we must agree on disagreement. Because at the end of the day, I am the one that loves you and you love me, let's say in that case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there has to be a mutual respect between each other.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. So are you saying that it's a... Oh, we got some super chats? Okay.
Go ahead. $2,000, $2. Is religion a make or break for them?
Yes. Not really.
No.
Depends.
But yes.
Not really.
So
not
if
really.
He's Muslim or you're Christian...
No, that is not a make or break.
Well, the reason why I say yes is because I have dated a Muslim. And depending on how strict you are, it doesn't really work out.
Right.
All right.
On their side.
It would be hard. It's doable. But
okay,
Muslim.
Do we got a bunch more, Chris?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
David G. 99. LOL. Education and experience. Can you be friendly, cooperative, and raise my children properly?
But of course,
yeah.
That is always a plus. I mean, and I am a woman of a I'm a family person.
How many
kids
you got?
Kids.
How many kids?
I think he's talking about like your kids.
I am a woman. I'm a wifey. Material. I feel like I can provide for my kids. I can take care of my kids and take care of my own. And that's
we got another question here from Justin Heron, $4.99.
We want to know feminine energy wise, what do y'all bring? So he's saying feminine energy wise, because
positivity.
Because most career females give a energy of like alpha dominance. So that, like, basically they want to control stuff, and guys don't want that. They want like a feminine woman that understands their problems and isn't going to combat them when they come home from work. So, for example, if I worked a long day at work, I don't want to argue with you about, hey, should we pay this bill, that bill? Nah. I want a back rub, some food, and let's just chill and vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to argue. So that's kind of what he's saying right now.
I like
I'm
that.
Very in tune
like
with my
that.
Emotions.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, and a guy's emotions too and what they need.
Right,
I've never
sure.
had a problem in that area.
Okay.
I love catering for my man.
Hold on. Are you guys single?
I am.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, because I choose to be.
Mommy, I want some women devoted to her man, not a business partner. We do business with men and our pleasure with women. We don't care about your money and education. What you got really?
Okay.
My personality, my way of carrying myself.
I got a question for you, ladies.
The way that I will treat others.
So, Sue, you were mentioning earlier about, being on the same ground, everything like that. Do you believe in like equal partnerships between the man and the woman in the relationship, or is there one leader?
No, I believe that there is one leader,
okay.
No matter what, because at the end of the day, I am a woman and he is a man.
Okay. So who is the leader in the relationship?
The man.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Shout to Kyle. $1, $2. The ego. Gonna laugh till like never stop crying. And Bosch. Laugh at the tail. $5. Thank you, fam. And then I believe, sorry,
we caught up.
Like the chat's loving it. Actually, Tabir, one time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA. Raylan Munch, $5. The light skinned chick seems to be, she likes to argue with men. I'm sure she had a lot of domestic violence calls. Maybe. Don DeMarco, $1.99. The light skinned one.
We're
right.
Both light skinned.
Don DeMarco, why you guys are single in your 30s? Hashtag Don DeMarco.
I'm single because I prefer to. I've been engaged.
I live in Miami.
Okay.
Welcome to Miami.
Roy, thank you for
I'd
that
rather
nice
pick someone
chat.
That's worth it, not somebody that's
and then
trash.
We're caught up.
We're caught up? Cool.
Yep. Cool.
Okay, so what about you, Cher? Do you believe in equal partnerships? Or
I do.
Okay.
I do believe in equal partnerships.
Okay.
Men
and women are equal?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I was once married.
Okay.
Ooh, I just took my age, didn't I?
That's all good.
Anyway, so... I do believe that you equally bring different pieces to the table, but it's still a partnership. Like I might, be more emotional in tune with you and then you be the leader. But at the end of the day, still.
But if there's a leader, then that pretty much means there's no equality.
No, a leader in terms of.
Equality means we're the same.
We are the same. But people bring different leadership skills to the table.
Which would be the leader who is?
Hold on.
So,
example? Yeah, the equality. I'm gonna have to disagree respectfully. Equality doesn't work in a relationship at all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, tell them the example.
I mean,
okay. Me and you are equal, right?
Yeah, we're equal.
We're equal. All right, cool. Me and you are lying in bed, right?
Uh-huh.
Someone breaks into the house.
Who's who's gonna open up?
I'm gonna look at you. I'm gonna say, hey, listen, I handled the last home invasion. You got this one, baby. You gonna go do it?
Yeah. Equality, why not? Right? Get that gun.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah. I would look at you crazy if you said that to me, though.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right.
I look at you crazy.
So let me tell you this. So let me tell you this. So since I have to put my life on the line to protect you. That means if I say I want a sandwich or a coffee, you better make
me
one, right?
Because
I'm responsible for for keeping you safe.
Run
right?
for that coffee,
yes, Daddy.
Girl.
I'm gonna make that coffee.
Okay.
Make
cool.
that coffee. Make that.
I might take you on a date after this podcast.
But like, it's honest. That's very honest.
Yeah.
And that's
whatever you want.
It is what it is. You know?
Okay. Cool. We got some more. Thank you guys for all the support, man.
Yeah.
And keep it real, guys. You got that a while in the chat.
Yeah, guys. Stop don't wall out too much, man. Some of you niggas never seen girls before. Jesus, bro.
You can say wife material, and then you provide for our future children when I'm already doing so.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Uh-huh. 1 second.
I will always do
it. Chat's going crazy.
Yeah, these dudes. Yeah. A lot of caps in the a lot of blue hats in the chat.
Joe Lucif, this week, went to work late every day, barely got any sleep, and felt like trash. Every second is worth it to watch you guys with Rolo. You guys
hey,
are
man.
Oh,
thank you,
brother.
Bro. I appreciate that, man.
Support,
thank
man.
You.
Support, brother.
Support.
Shane, Kaplan, $5. Sounds like neither of you date top 5% men because you have no idea what men those men want. Bless their tiny hearts.
Tiny hearts.
Aww.
At least
it's
I'm being
okay.
nice about
That's
it.
Why we're single.
It's okay. We're going to help them. We're going to help them.
We have higher expectations.
Yeah. We're going to help them.
That's why they're here to provide
ooh.
And help.
Oh.
This guy beat us to the question.
Master
Roshi's been watching late night streams. He knows we have this.
Have you laid there with you before? And what was the reason?
It's over 9,000!
All right. Go ahead.
So,
here we caught up.
Have you cheated before? And why?
Was cheating.
That's
what?
A good question.
Cheating.
We should define
like,
cheating.
What?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Define it.
So, imagine you're in a relationship with somebody. You guys have a monogamous term.
That's very boring.
And
we know.
I agree.
Over here.
Hold
on, that's very boring.
Well, let's say that's agreement, right? And you find a guy that's like 6'7" on the street. He says, "Yo, looking kind of good. Come through." You come through. Things happen. Is that cheating?
Oh hell yeah. She's like, let me think about that.
I've never cheated.
Okay.
The lie detected. The
lie. It's a lie, Mari.
Oh, for real? Wait,
I haven't.
You never got caught.
Dude,
I'm a good girl. I've never cheated.
Oh my god. I have
faithful.
Never cheated on the wrong guy.
Yeah.
If you cheated on me, I cheated on him. So hey, it is what it is. So let's be real.
Hold on.
This is a reality.
We have one from Ray Lamont, $5. Have any of the ladies been with two men at the same time before?
Never. I have never. I know that.
No.
Never?
I've never.
I know.
We're boring over here.
I've offered many, 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 plenty of times, but
never.
I can never.
Never have I ever.
I've been with two girls.
That was a lie.
Never have I ever.
We got another one.
With $1,000 super chat.
Pablo.
Hey, shout out to Pablo, man.
Pablo.
Don DeMarco.
Yeah, I give him Don DeMarco.
How about you men want women to just sit there and pretty? No need for the extra talk that has nothing to do with moving me forward. It's obvious why you're still single.
Damn.
Okay.
These are showing shots.
So he's saying basically.
What are you saying?
He wants a woman to look pretty and
okay.
just go with the flow. And not all the chit chat.
Well,
so
know,
you want
that's
a woman that looks good
talk.
That is mute.
That's what I said.
You,
you
want
a bitch.
Mute bitch.
Sorry, my bad. You want
you
somebody
want
that's your slave, your assistant, and shut the fuck up, bitch. You
I'm
better say
that,
whatever.
I got a mouthpiece.
Okay. I know many guys like that. I'm sorry. Listen, I know many guys that went that have over 100 figures a year, or whatever the. I mean, six figures, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And this is what they want. They want somebody that shuts up. A cup.
And
they want somebody that doesn't tell them that they're doing the wrong thing
roll over.
And does not want them to keep advising them on anything. Because you know what? That's what they want. They want somebody to shut up and let them do what they want.
No,
and I know that for a fact. Yeah. But you know what? I'm not the one. And I'm
that's why we single.
Shout out to Mara.
I will be quiet for a lot of time and I will be very, you know, easygoing and this and that. But if you disrespect me, the minute you do, you're out. You're out the door.
Okay.
How about this? Tell us what you want.
That's what it is.
Us in particular?
Our viewers.
Oh, the viewers.
Yeah, tell us what you want.
What would you guys like?
I think a couple of them have already said it.
Yeah. Basically, I'll be honest with you guys.
Mute? You want us to be mute?
You want us to be mute?
Is that the question?
You know,
I mean, is that
is?
To say?
It's kind of
because
like,
we have a word for ourselves. We are women.
We're
we
opinionated.
Are human.
Like, for example, when Precious is talking, you're talking over him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See?
Go ahead. I am asking. That's why I asked like three times.
But
go
see,
ahead.
Like, we don't want to mute, right? We're just seeing, for example, all the back and forth, right? Of like, okay, stress in the home, after work.
That.
It's kind of like, yo,
I hate that.
We want to come home. Just vibe, you feel me?
Relax.
Obviously, like, smash, you know what I'm saying? Get to the bedroom, do our
fuck
thing.
Yeah.
And then come back home.
Why not?
Have dinner. Go chill. But a lot of y'all like to argue, create drama out of nothing because, you know what I'm saying, you need a drama. And then secondly, if you're paying the bills, you're like, yo, like, I think we should do this. And then it's like a whole big argument. I'm just saying, for example, we want to say that's
isn't that
cool.
The guy's case when they're paying the bills and then like, we should do this? Or is that girl?
No.
Oh.
Like, when it's equal,
so
right?
The guys.
The girl wants to come in and make decisions, right? Even though the man is the leader. Oh, you can give like your opinion to an extent, but don't like try to force it. You get me? It's kind of like, let the man take lead. If he makes a mistake, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one to correct it.
Amen.
So if
you got that
him,
right.
But how often does the man do?
It's only up to him.
Okay,
though.
I will say
so
this.
It's for us
most
to watch.
Men in today's marketplace aren't capable of being a man, which is why we have shows like this showing men how to be men. Now, those guys, 100%, it's not going to work out. But guys that are actually taking lead and responsibility and have their shit going for themselves,
the way they
those
carry
guys
yourself.
You want to cater to.
I agree.
But, all right,
you're
we have four super chats.
100%.
Right, we got William.
We got William Thomas.
600 live viewers, man. It's cranking up.
How many likes you got?
Let's see. Hold on 1 second. 281.
Guys, like the video.
Woo, please do.
I don't want to stop the show again.
All right, so $5.
This is too juicy.
Good job, William. Now let's see. Equus T-Post. Yo, shout out from Chile. The best man affair on right now. Get Jorge Miles Vidal on the show.
Who's that?
We have to look up.
Yo, you guys mentioned a lot of athletes. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. Me and Fresh don't watch sports,
we don't
bro.
Watch sports at all.
We don't watch. We both gave up sports because... Me and Fresh take this like super serious.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
Pretty much if we're not out womanizing, we're filming content.
Cool.
Yep.
Fresh
real talk.
Fit.
Facts.
So
and Chris too.
Fresh and fit, baby. You gotta have sports.
So guys, we don't watch sports. I'm sorry.
Just 40 girls.
$10. Men and women are equal. Scientifically, the average man can apply 14 pounds of pressure more than females. And that's just our hands.
In what world?
Apply it.
Kyle won $5. With your standards, you are forever single. Hashtag average at best. Get used to the future of dating average men.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm
okay because I get you.
I will lie. They come in hard. But
they are. They're coming in hard.
Because, like, think about it.
I agree.
What man wants to debate a PhD?
Nobody. Nobody, even a woman,
right.
would never want to debate a PhD.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's about who you is, who you are deep down inside. If you are a good person and you mean nothing but good, hey, God is going to work your way. Let me tell you, that's just one thing that I've known all day.
I'll tell you this, though. God what? Can't save you from being single.
No, but I prefer that. It's preferably to be single than to be with a fucking whack-ass
okay.
Nut job.
Okay.
You know, I've been through my own experiences. I've had, you know, I had a really bad past ex-boyfriend, which was very demanding. Very demanding. He wouldn't even want me to wear makeup to work. So, if he doesn't want you to wear makeup to work, he's got something going on with his own self-confidence.
David.
So, when you're lacking self-confidence, it's just not for me.
Yeah, he's insecure probably.
And I always try to make them more secure, but if you can't have that on your own, I can't provide that for you because I'm not a psychologist, bro.
Yeah,
it's
untrue.
David G, thank you, fam, for supporting throughout the show.
Thanks, David.
That's 99. Agree with Pablo, y'all ain't saying nothing that promotes growth, just arguments. We said what we wanted, but y'all aren't able to offer it.
Ooh, shots.
So what, do you want me to be quiet?
One more.
I think what the chat's trying to...
What is it that you want?
Underdash Salon.
Underdash.
Actually, we have one more. From.
Damn, you guys. Yo, thank you for the support. Damn, RP Mike is going hard.
Oh,
tell me
what
you want.
$50 super chat.
I want a woman that makes an effort to take care of her physical appearance, has a feminine disposition, and has a positive attitude. Women who are submissive, which means are willing to cooperate and let me lead, and bow and the bow on the package.
Are the bow on the package.
I have all of that. I have all of that, and I'm still single.
Chris, put the camera on that.
I'm
okay,
still single,
ladies,
and I have all of that.
You heard that, right?
I did hear it. I know that.
Okay,
I
can you do that?
I can. I actually can. And the thing is that I will definitely be the one. But let me tell you, it's just, you know, it's got to be mutual at the same time. You know, you can't just have me bow down or, like, you know, bend over every time when you're not trying to bend over either.
Okay.
You know, like, I am good to go. And I will do anything it takes to make you happy and cater to my man,
yeah,
you know. Are you really willing to cater to me? Because, you know, if you are, then hey, we can go like a lot.
It can't be one sided.
Yeah. We can go a little stronger than that.
Really, nigga.
How to fight $4.99 if the man that's perfect in your eyes doesn't like your friends. Would you get rid of your friends or leave the man?
Ooh.
I will not leave the man, and I would not get rid of my friends. I would just only back off my friends till I come to my own senses.
I'm not going to tell him to leave his friends, so we just leave it at that.
Okay.
I would never do that.
What if his guy friends, though?
What about his guy friends?
No.
Me
no.
as guy friends? I don't have
if guy
friends.
If his guy friends don't like me?
I cancel all my guy friends if I have somebody that's worthy.
What if you have guy friends, right? Mm-hmm. I want to fuck you. And he knows that. He's saying, yo, real talk, if you're into me, you got to cut that shit.
I would have cut that shit off the rip before I even started dating him.
Yeah?
Damn right.
Okay.
Well.
Go ahead, Cher.
Am I going to cut my friends off because he wants me to?
A guy? No, not a girl. A guy.
But
a
he's
guy
saying
guy.
If your friends
my
are bad
friends.
For you, though.
I will, he's going to know all of my guy friends. He going to meet them.
No, but you
will.
Okay.
He's
going to meet
them. He's
going
to meet them.
That way, how are you going to do that?
I got a quick question. Hold on, no, because me and Cher already talked about this. Let's rewind a little bit a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Cher, did you or did you not tell me that men and women can't be platonic friends?
You're right.
Okay. So, why would you be keeping around guy friends?
Oh.
Answer that one.
No comment.
Exactly.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep it real. You want your guy friends around so that you have another option in case your guy fucks up, correct?
Is that really true that you can't have guy friends?
No, but think about it, right?
If you would have,
you know what? Let's have fun. Hold on. Let's have fun right now. You guys think you can have male friends?
If I'm cool.
Okay.
Better yet, do you have any male friends right now?
I do.
And what about you, Sue?
And I'm not fucking.
I have some male friends. I am a single lady.
All right.
And it's okay.
All right, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
They're platonic male friends, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Text them right now. Say you're horny. Let's see what happens, guys.
Oh, no, no, no.
Hold on.
I can do that, and I'll have the motherfucker right up in my house if I want to. But I don't want to do that because that's not the way that I go about my.
Y'all just said. Okay, hold on. Yeah.
I can do that all day.
I'll
have like 5, 6, 7, 8.
So get this right. Y'all just said you can have guy friends, right?
You can.
So wait a minute. No, hold on. Simple test.
When you're
I'm horny.
Simple, yes.
Where you at?
Not.
No.
Yes, you can.
Hold on. I'm horny. Where you at? That's it. We did it twice on the show already, and it failed. So let's see. Yeah.
You want me to? Okay.
I'm wondering where you at.
Why are you doing that?
It's 1 a.m.
It's fine.
That's good. I'm going to do it right now.
Go ahead.
It's going to be fun. Okay, $4.99. I'm not saying women are gold diggers, but hey, the shoe fits.
Okay.
Stephen Carmichael, $4.99. How long with
this is not
BF?
My usual thing. I don't usually text people saying I'm horny.
How long
that's
with BF
like,
that didn't want you to wear makeup?
I did it because of y'all.
Okay.
Thank you. Kyle won.
Okay,
I'll be whatever you want, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, I'm horny, so hey.
There you go.
Let's see who responds. Honestly, this is not what I do. I don't just text me like, yo, I'm horny.
Hey.
Ray Lamont.
Are you
Bob
fucked up?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a good question.
What do you
question?
Rate your BJ skills,
ladies?
On a scale from 1 to 10?
What do you rate your fellatio skills, ladies? Go ahead.
1 to 10.
Real quick.
A 10.
A 10?
Okay.
Yeah.
The lie detector determined that was a lie. Right.
So your turn.
How do you know the tongue?
What do you rate your BJ skills?
My blow joint? Oh, I don't know, bro.
You guys get
I don't know, bro. That's a good response.
We don't know.
That's a good response. I don't know.
One.
I try. I don't know. I mean, I make it happen.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we have Elijah Tichborne.
Yes, I have made this mistake many times where I would let my wife convince me to do something when I knew it wasn't a good choice. It made me angry at myself and presented some resentment towards her and her wife. Thank God for the manosphere.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
You're welcome, bro.
Don't ever do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable.
No, I'll take it one better. Hey, best advice you're going to get, bro, never follow a woman's lead, because if you do, she's going to lead you
Shane
to the
Kaplan.
End of the relationship.
Yep.
Facts. So,
Kaplan,
or worse.
Or worse.
So always go by your own instinct.
All right, we got some stuff here.
Let's see. And then where's
my God? These guys are all over the place. This is crazy YouTube engagement, though.
Oh
thank
my
you
God!
Guys.
I got a response. All right.
Hold on.
What do you say?
My crib. Where you at?
I got a response because I told you I don't text anybody saying that type of shit. I'm serious. It's hilarious. Nobody texts me back. I don't usually do this. I don't text people say I'm horny.
Girls and guys cannot be friends.
I can't even believe that I text them that.
There you go.
I can't even believe that I text them
that. This one.
Guys, look at
I'm
look
still
at
like,
text,
wow.
Right? Look at her text right now.
That's going crazy.
I'm like, nobody's text back.
Focus better.
You got to tap the camera.
No. Tap and kill zoom in.
Not the camera. You got to. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Mario, you should do it now. I'm pressing
Oh.
Okay.
No. There. You got it.
Oh, I got a voice message,
a voice
too.
We want to hear that. Come on. Put it on the mic.
So we have, let's see. Type going crazy.
Yeah.
Guys, real talk, right? We give you guys contemporary advice.
Yeah.
And it's real talk because guess what? It is true every single time. You know why? Because we're in the game, we date women, and we understand the rules of game.
So real quick.
And dating.
All right, guys, class is in session.
Wait. Myron.
What?
Can I hear the voice note?
Oh, fresh.
I would like to hear that, too.
Put it up against the mic.
Let me turn it all the way up.
Yeah, turn it all the way up.
All right, ready?
Yes.
I'm downtown in my crew. Where you at?
See?
Oh, man.
I told you.
Can't call anymore.
I told you.
Pablo, $100 super chat. Fellow schools in session. This is what men are up against. Pay close attention to what these women are saying. Question fit, you brothers are doing public service.
Yeah. Boom. I mean, guys, this is a real talk. This is why we tell you guys. When you date a girl, you tell her she needs to eliminate all her male friends. Because at the end of the day, real talk,
sorry,
all those guys are
true.
Trying to fuck her.
It is true. And I agree
Red
with you 100%.
I have zero females, and I actually want a female friend. I could have plenty to choose from. Point is, a female friend is an urban myth.
Yo, and I'll be honest, yeah. Sharon and Sue might not like me for saying this, but having female friends is fucking pointless. And I'll tell you why. Because men, we have different interests than women do. Like, we're not, when
you
men meet and talk to each other, we talk about ideas and we convey
business.
Information.
So do I.
Hold on, you're interrupting. Let me finish. So, anyway, when men meet, we speak and we convey information. There's no emotion or, how did that make you feel when he did that to you? Like, no, none of this fucking gay shit. We literally say what's on our mind, and then we convey the information. Women, however, they like to feel when they speak. They like to, when she did this, I felt like this, and all this other crap. So having a woman as a platonic friend, quite frankly, is useless to you as a man because she doesn't understand being a man.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're wasting your time, bro, because like you could be taking that time and speaking to men because I always say this. Women can't solve your problems for you. Women don't live a male life. They don't understand what men go through. So when you sit there and you're like, oh, my God, I'm having a hard time. My job sucks. Blah, blah, blah. Like, all you're doing is you're making her vagina get drier, and she's not going to be attracted to you. She's going to put you even further into the friend zone. So you always talk about your problems with other men. Never confide in women. You know what I'm saying? They're not built to handle your problems.
Okay, hold on. What do you say to that in that case? What do you say?
In terms of confiding the problems, I do agree there. However, I feel like you can be friends in terms of sharing problems and stuff like that and growing together. I have a friend and we do that. We talk all the time. Well, almost every other day.
Is it that guy?
No.
Because goddamn.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for sharing that, because that took some heart.
Yeah, that took some heart. Awesome. Thank you, Cher, for giving
the
guys.
The person I text hasn't even texted me back.
Oh, for real?
Oh, wait. Talk about that. Because, point to the golf you know right now. Shorty and Matt, mad upset, punching the air because she ain't get text first.
No, it's okay because I don't want that anyway.
He's definitely, I'll tell you this, he's going to wake up. He's probably asleep right now. He's going to wake up punching the air like, oh, my God, I missed out. I've been friends with this girl for years, and I didn't get in. But no, guys.
He will wake up to that.
This is why we say this. Guys, real talk. I'm going to tell you guys right now. If your girl's on, if you're dating a girl seriously, she's your main girl, right? She's on Instagram. She has guy friends.
Yeah.
Any of this BS, you need to pull her to the side and be like, listen, if you want to have Instagram and you want to have guy friends, that's cool. But we're not dating seriously.
Yeah.
Just like that. And I'm going to tell you why.
You have to get rid of her Instagram?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Hold on.
I did with my ex.
Facts.
And I'll say this, right?
Because I respect
him. She needs to be able to share.
But
her
what
everything.
If she has her? She shares her password with you?
That's different. Then, that's cool.
That's different.
Because what
if you do some women have their business through their Instagram, like me.
That's the only way. If you got business, all right.
Then
keep
that's
it.
Different.
You know, real talk. Then I run your DMs.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying,
yeah. Like if
that,
but let's keep it real though. Okay.
That,
I don't mind.
Okay. Let's talk. What percentage of women actually use their Instagram for business though? Okay. What percentage of women overall versus using it to just get attention
5%,
and likes and validation?
5%. Very small amount.
Okay.
5%,
most
yeah.
girls use their Instagram to get attention from random guys.
And then start booty shaking.
Exactly. So what I always tell guys is if your girl's on IG and she ain't making money off of it, you need to tell her, hey, get off of it, and she can't have male friends. Now, I know what people are going to say. Myron, you're controlling. No. Don't be
stupid.
Because the reality is this. Your girl being on Instagram and getting attention for free on the internet from guys is cheating.
It's ho-ho.
Like, I'm going to say that again. A woman even
free
entertaining
porn.
Another man.
Free porn.
Is cheating. Whether she, like, her even, like, talking to another guy is cheating, guys.
Agree,
so, go ahead. We got some.
Okay. Agreed.
Guys, we're going to have a second part to this show. So, we're going to do a speed round here.
Oh, crap. Okay.
So, speaking
I don't even know what's happening, guys.
So, hold on.
Fresh is always on his phone doing some stuff.
Uh-oh.
One time his phone died. Guys, he had a meltdown. He didn't know what to do.
Because the money on my phone, bro.
Yeah, this
money at house.
This guy's like, if he doesn't
money
have his
coming
phone,
in.
Money
coming in.
Yeah,
and that's why he's single.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on. I got to say something about that. Hold on. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick. You guys do realize that being single as a guy is completely different than being single as a woman, correct?
It's choice.
Actually, not. It's choice by me. Because
it's
I'm
choice.
A good-looking woman. I'm sorry.
I'm doing it by
I'm
choice.
I'm not trying to be very, like, I'm not trying to be, but at the end of the day, I choose to be single.
You got
to
talk into the mic.
Mike.
Okay.
I choose to be single.
You choose to be single?
It is a choice. I do. Actually, if I wanted to, I could be with many guys. I could have many sugar daddies, but I don't. I like to take care of myself.
Hold on. I think.
It is true.
It's true.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Girls.
These,
we know what's up.
Here's the thing.
We're in Miami. Come on.
You guys can get
whatever
a relationship.
We want. I mean,
here's the thing. You got to understand, though. How many super high-value guys, though, are knocking on your front door trying to get after you, though?
Plenty.
And actually trying to get 5%. In a relationship with you and not just trying to sleep with you?
5%.
See, that's the difference. If we want to...
Usually, they're
the
already married with kids.
Exactly.
But see, that's fine. And that's the thing, though. Like, that's what I'm trying to get to. It's our decision to be single. That's why, because many of them knock.
No, correction.
Nobody there.
It's your decision to not sleep with them because they're not going to commit to you.
That's correct.
So that's different.
That's different, yeah.
You you guys are making a huge mistake here. You're conflating men wanting to have sex with you as men actually wanting to commit to you. And what I'm here to tell you guys, that's completely different.
Two different things.
So you might be getting male attention, but these dudes... They're just trying to smash.
Not everyone's just trying to smash.
The guys that
I have
do,
guys that really want commitment with me, but at the end of the day,
but you don't want
do
them.
Not meet the fucking
they don't meet,
standard.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
So they're
you
not.
You know what?
The
that's why I decided to be alone.
Bam,
I'd rather be single.
Bam, which is what we're saying.
But then with then, bad.
That is choice by design, but also choice
just like yours
by standards.
Just like yours.
But no. Here's the difference, though. They probably are going to be good for you, but you don't want them.
Well, because that's not what I like. Maybe that's just
we always want what's not good for us.
The point is this, ladies. What I'm
but
trying to
right.
say is this. Being single as a woman is not... Because you were saying, oh, well, Fresh, you're single. Being single as a man is completely different than being single as a woman.
What is that?
Trust me.
How does that make
me,
that difference?
I can have many. I can have 10 girlfriends right now.
I can have 10 boyfriends right now.
But
so then, what does that make
the
difference?
I don't
know.
What
is the
difference, right? I actually want them.
Let me take.
So you want all your 10 girlfriends?
I need to do another check.
I actually want them, but guess what? Nope. Me giving up my freedom is a price that no one can pay right now because I know my value, right?
You know your value.
So, on the other hand, you know your value as well, and you have standards. But how many top percent of guys are really want you for you?
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
You'd be in a relationship right now, then.
No,
the cap is real.
Actually, they want just me for me, and then that's fine. Anybody can want me for me, but do they qualify for being who I want them to be?
Exactly.
Right?
So
that's not.
So that's the thing that we're trying to tell you guys. Like, here's the thing,
money
man.
Ain't a thing to me.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got something to say. We live in Miami, so all of these men that you're talking about are non-existent. How do I know
Wait,
this?
What?
These men who are looking to be in relationships don't exist here, period, dot. Like, it's not happening. I've dated anywhere from 50, anywhere from... I won't say, but, but my point is when people come to Miami, the majority of men like yourself, what you just said, they're not ready. How old are you?
Because they're just trying to party.
So you want to enjoy your life. You want to keep your options open and do you. So guess what? I'm going to do the same thing.
Exactly. We're all here
I'm
to
gonna do the
grow
same thing. So, and that since. Everybody just ends up hanging out with everybody in Miami. Nobody dates anybody. Everybody dates everybody.
Then at the end of the day, everyone
Look,
fucks anybody.
You have a point.
What is
it's
this?
True.
Here's the problem, though. Men and women have different timelines. So, for example, right? Men's prime is between 30 and, like, 45.
So women.
Okay, I still know men that are single
women,
at 45.
Women,
my prime's at 30.
No,
my prime's
women,
at 30. I'm on my
their
prime right now.
Is between 18 to 25.
No, my prime is at 30,
no,
baby.
Trust me. No, okay. Your prime, the average woman, isn't the 25. That's all I'm saying. All
right, we got some. I'm just going to have to correct the ladies. No, your prime is definitely from 18 to 24 in the
what?
Study show.
Are you serious? You're trying to date a little jit?
It's proven scientifically.
So, okay. So I'm going to. Hold on. We're going to pause the super chat for 1 second because I was listening very closely to everything the ladies were saying.
Right.
Number one. Statistically proven, men from the ages of 18 to 60 by far choose women between the ages of 18 to 24. By,
oh, wow.
Proof.
Well, then that
yeah,
must
they
be
like
they sugar daddy,
things.
So they like to provide and somebody that shuts the fuck up all the time.
Again, men from 18 to 60, wide range. So universally, from all different races, men want younger women between 18 to 24. Number two, you mentioned earlier, Fresh, you're single. Well, I'll tell you guys this. Being single as a man is completely different than being single as a woman. Being single as a guy... What do men want to do?
They want nobody.
Exactly.
They want,
thank you. They want to smash as many chicks as they can, right?
Sex.
They want to smash as many chicks as they can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if a man is able to do that, why would he settle down? Now, however,
because he must
you're
like,
right.
Hold on. Let me finish. However, you guys, last I checked, women are not designed to run around and smash everything they can, correct? You can only carry one kid a year. Okay. So therefore, we have different rules. A key that opens any lock is a master key. A lock that opens any key is a shitty lock. There's a difference. Men and women are different. So we don't have the same standards of being single. Single for us is winning. Single for you guys might be an L. Actually, it's an L. No, I'm just kidding. But it's real talk, though.
No,
you know, men, and women,
winning.
Men and women are different.
I'm winning right now.
All
I'm
right,
focusing
so,
on
me. Okay. You guys are focusing on you.
$5. A password proof nothing. DMs can easily be manipulated and deleted before you see them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kyle won. $2. KS salute trumpets.
Kevin
okay.
Samuels.
Oh, Kevin Samuels. Oh yeah. Okay.
Eric Enriquez. $5. Women are the gatekeepers of intimacy. Men are the gatekeepers of relationships. Learn God.
Damn. There you go.
We got one for Pablo again. $200 in total.
Damn. Pablo throwing a lot of money at us, man. Yo, Pablo.
Pablo, thank you,
Yo,
brother.
DM Fresh right now, bro.
Yo, Pablo. Send me a DM at Fresh Print CEO.
Yeah, man.
We got something
for
you,
we'll
brother.
We'll put them. You know what? Yo, when we have our special finance talk on Monday, we'll get you in there, bro. We'll send you a Zoom link.
So
thank you so much for the support, bro.
Delusions of grandeur is a serious mental illness where someone can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not real. Pablo speaking facts. Let's see.
No, well said, man. Well said. Is that Pablo Escobar?
We are getting some guys in the chat.
Oh, we got drug money in the house.
Hey.
And we got the last one. Jacoby, $2. Do his ladies know about the wall?
Ladies.
No, now they do.
Do you know what the wall is?
What is the wall?
The wall of respect? You know what Trump
the
said, the Great Wall of China?
Well, right. The Great Wall in Mexico?
Fuck. Yeah,
the border?
We ain't even going to go into that.
Political?
But no, I'm just, all I'm saying, guys, we're not attacking you guys. We're just saying that. Yeah. We're talking about facts. Yeah. Like, universally, men prefer women in that age range, and men and women are different.
There's always a double standard.
Yes. Yes. Because men and women are different. Yes.
So you know what the problem is? Mm-hmm. I love social media. I love the fact that I'm on this right now talking to you guys. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
However, I hate social media.
Okay.
And, you know, women, we have the power to really change the game. I actually wanted to talk about this and how we can do that. But with all the cam sodas and
OnlyFans.
I think we've completely degraded that, and men have access to us all the time. You can just slide in my DM. Mm-hmm. You know. So
who do you think? Do you think social media has hurt men more or women more?
We do that.
It hurts women more.
Yeah, it hurts women more, and we definitely don't support J Lo with my love don't cost a thing.
Okay, so tell me this. How do you think? Because I think a lot of people would respectfully disagree with you guys. Why do you guys think social media hurts women more than men?
Why does it hurt
women more?
Women?
Yeah.
Because we have a
look
to
look. Who are you DMing? You're DMing us.
It's not only about that, but look at these women's figures there.
It's actually benefiting you.
Okay.
You
well,
have
you know
the
what?
Access
Let's peel this. Okay. I can see there's some unawareness here. Let's peel this back a layer. What percentage of men are sexually active with women?
Huh?
What percentage of men are sexually active with women that are single?
99%.
99%. Okay. 99%.
Okay.
All right. Sue says 99%. What do you think, Cher?
70.
Okay. So.
You're cute.
Okay.
So, what if I told you guys that only about 10 to 20% of men are having sex with about 80 to 90% of the women?
That is athletes.
That's 99%.
Guys with game, celebrities, rock stars.
The women.
Those guys.
No. That means
majority women.
A small minority of men are fucking all the girls, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Club status and fame.
So, the reality is this. You know who social media hurts the most? It actually hurts men, not women. Because here's the thing. Now, with the internet, right? As a matter of fact, this interaction because of the internet.
Right.
A girl in Idaho, Idaho, right? That nobody knows.
Idaho.
Now, because of Instagram, everyone knows who she is, and she's being flown out everywhere. Dubai, Miami.
And what
now,
her,
right.
If it weren't for social media, we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
right?
No.
I agree.
So, with that said, what you're mentioning, you can message a girl in the DMs. Let's keep it real, guys. Most of the guys' Instagrams are trash.
Yeah.
They don't have. They barely have pictures.
Yeah.
The pictures aren't good.
It's an upfront.
They're not edited.
It's all up front. It's all
okay.
Look, this is what I got.
Well,
that's assuming.
Access.
Well, here's the thing. No. Because here's
but
the thing.
But you won't respond to them, though.
You won't respond to them.
I sure will.
Remember,
exactly.
You said in the car, you left somebody on red, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you, if we open up your IG right now and look at your unseen box or whatever,
I have
exactly.
unseen messages.
Exactly.
Like, unseen requests. Unseen
exactly.
All that.
Now, what I'm trying to tell you guys, though, is that men don't get that ever. Only the top 1% of guys that have good Instagrams get that kind of love on Instagram.
Yep.
So social media is actually really hurt. I would say it hurt
it
both
hurts
genders.
More guys,
but men more because guess what?
Yeah. You
guys get
right.
hit all the time. Guys
you got
you
right.
Unless they're high value. So think about this, right? You can have 99 plus requests in your inbox. A guy might have one.
You're right.
If he's lucky.
100%.
And here's the other thing, too. You guys only see the top 10-20% of guys anyway.
You're right.
You don't see all the gamers and the weirdos.
No.
Most guys are invisible to females. You feel me? So, look, I respect y'all because y'all keep it real.
For real, they do keep it real.
But at the same time, most guys struggle so hard, but you guys can't see it because you only see, like,
that one.
You think.
Yeah.
The top dudes.
You're right, and you're 100% right.
So give these dudes a chance, man.
Give them a chance. Respond to them. But I will say this, though. I think
but if
social
they
media.
Talk to me the right way.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you this, though, too. You want to know who social media is going to hurt in the long run, though? It's going to hurt you guys. I'm going to tell you why.
Social media in the long run
hurts women more. And I'll tell you guys
I
why. Because even though it hurts men in the short term, where guys, it's hard for guys to get dates, what it does to women, though, is that it gives women immediate access to high value men, right? But these high value dudes just fuck you guys and chuck you. That's really what they do. So women, they're all sleeping with the same top guys, and these guys aren't commanding nobody. So what ends up happening, you know, chicks get a taste of that high value guy, they're like, damn, I can't go back to like, I just dated a millionaire for 6 months. I can't go back to dating a fucking guy that makes 100 grand a year.
Not every female, but.
Bam. A lot of girls. It's very tough for them to go back.
A lot, but not every.
Your standard is $100,000 a year minimum, right?
No, that's what I, definitely what I agree with.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's what I would expect.
So your bar is set at that point. And
yeah,
then
bro,
deviating.
Anything less than, I'm sorry.
Okay,
like,
so you proved my point that you can't go back now. You can't regress.
No, but it's not going back.
Good credit,
that's actually just my standard all around.
No, but I'm saying you've gotten used to a certain caliber of man.
I agree.
Okay, and then now you can't go back.
Yeah.
100
exactly.
grand or 100,
I can't
100 grand or more.
Settle for less.
Okay, exactly.
I would never
so
settle for less.
So you're proving our point. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that as girls get higher value guys and they date these higher value guys, it's very tough for them to go back. So what does that do? It leaves the average guy kind of out there.
Oh,
that's
see.
Okay because there's average girls.
He gets some play, too. I'm sure.
No,
like bad girls,
no.
I don't know.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem.
Average girls are chasing those guys, too.
Exactly. So there's no room for these guys at the bottom, because guess what? Those average girls want the top tier guys. Guess what? They get like a taste of it, and just like you, they can't go back.
I think we're going to give Sue and Cher nightmares tonight.
Yo, but...
Sorry.
like, what the hell is going on? Yo, shout out to Pablo Martin.
Some guys are just probably not confident enough.
Pablo, just send us a DM. We just follow you back. Pablo, shout out to you. Thanks for the super chats, everything.
Yeah, thank you, Pablo. Right, appreciate it.
Close to $5. Do they try to use guys for if they're too easy or don't already have lots of options?
Oh, do they try to use guys if they're too easy or don't already have? Do you guys use guys?
I don't use men.
No?
No.
I do in a way where
if
we're talking and, you know, there's anything that it just works vice versa. If there's anything I can help you with.
Hold on, Cher. Didn't you tell me you go to dinner with a guy and just like.
You did, Cher. Oh, look. See? Look at her face.
I don't know. Oh, Chris.
All right, Harvey Mike, $5. Just because a girl doesn't answer a DM means she deletes it. Most save all DMs and create a supply of backup possibilities.
That's true.
RP Mike.
Bro, I never saw 99 plus DMs until we went viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then we opened it and it was a bunch of dudes and angry feminists. And I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
That was fun. What else?
Okay, so,
what do we got? We're caught up, Chris?
Oh, we got one more.
We got one more? Okay.
Don DeMarco,
okay.
Get Ripple back on the show. Hashtag DonDeMarco Bun 199.
DonDeMarco.
Every time. He literally made a DonDeMarco username, so we have to do
last
it.
Last three questions. Fire round.
Okay.
Spit or swallow?
Damn.
Spit or swallow? Fresh?
Yeah.
0 to 100.
Spit.
You're a quitter?
Spit. I said I like balls.
Both? No, which is one?
What the fuck?
I can't have both. I mean, I can have both, right?
No, only one.
No, I'm both.
All right, then.
Denied.
Okay, cool. All right. What position do you like in a bedroom?
Doggy.
Submissive.
Okay, doggy.
She's just saying submissive now. She's like, hey, these guys.
Doggy. However you want it.
These guys.
However you
She's
want
like,
it.
These guys are too much.
Sideways.
Sideways?
Oh, that's okay. I haven't heard that one in a bit.
Yeah,
sideways.
We hear sideways and doggy all the time. Okay.
Wait. So Sue said sideways?
Yeah.
And what's yours, Cher?
I'm submissive in bed, but I'm.
That's an ambiguous answer. Can you please.
Elaborate.
However you want it.
So what is it?
However you want it.
So Cher, the people want to know, what is it?
Front, back, side, flipping.
Shout out to Manuel Woods, Beast 21, $5. This girl is being white top is going to be single forever.
All right, so Cher doesn't want to answer the question. All right, cool. Fair enough. I'll find out later.
We got one more chat.
Okay, what else we got?
Campbell Jones, $10. I love the girl in white. I love the girl with the big mouth. Her smile is gorgeous. Which mouth, though?
The big mouth.
Wait, who?
Which
one, though?
Oh, yeah, which one?
Which probably means, I don't know. Let's zoom in a little bit. Smile.
Yeah, which one? Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have one more. Sherlock.
Yep.
Guys love the show, but the sound effects are way too loud. Please lower the volume a bit. My ears are bleed.
Okay, we'll turn the USB down. Or you can just turn down your fucking volume, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think he's the one complaining in the chat, to be honest. Let's see.
Yeah, you're the only person that's like complained about the sound effects, man.
And then we're good to go.
What happened, Fresh?
My phone died.
Your phone died? Yeah. Oh, right, you guys want to see a man start fucking freaking out?
Oh, they're calling me right now. Go ahead. You, guys, anytime Fresh's phone dies, literally it's a panic attack for the guy.
Poor
can't,
thing.
He, Chris, you seen him, right?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Sounds like R. Kelly at a fucking playground, bro. Like, he just doesn't know what to do when his phone dies, man. It's hilarious.
Based in Bearded Bob Books, okay. Per Mara Point, Chris Rock said it the best. Woman can't go backwards in lifestyle. Man can't go backwards in sexual.
Whoa. Very so true. You mean like you can be gay or what? What do you mean? That?
He's basically saying that once a woman gets acclimated to a certain level of man or a certain income, she can't really go back. And a man, once he gets a certain level of sex, it's very tough for him to go back.
Yeah.
Well, I agree that 100% because men are more sexual than in that sense. They like more the fucking good feeling.
Okay. Yeah. No, for sure.
Ladies, last question. Yes. Who cheats more, men or women?
Men.
And why?
Because it's very well known, and we all know it for hundreds and thousands of years.
Okay.
You know why? Because men are, you guys are animalistic. You guys are hunters.
You're the doggy.
So I had a conversation with one of my good friends, and
a
he broke
friend?
It. Yeah.
Okay. They want to smash you? Okay, cool. Sorry.
Anyway, he broke it down really good, and he said, the reason is you can love one woman, but it's just the animalistic nature in you to want to hunt. Like, you got to have it.
That's prey.
So, whereas a woman, when we're with someone, we're loyal, when we're committed, so we're less likely to cheat. That's why I would say men cheat more, especially when they're married, because it's just that animalistic. You should still, I'm like, how do you say you love her and then you cheat on her?
You marry,
it's just that
you got kids,
dominance of praying to have it.
Yeah. I'm going to be real. Myron, kill it.
I mean, all I was going to say is that a man is 100% capable of loving his wife and fucking other women. 1,000%. Because
I personally know that.
Because men and women are, as we said before earlier, men and women are different. But I'll tell you guys this. If a girl ever cheats on a guy, that guy needs to break up with her immediately.
Yeah. Well, because she's looking for more than just a sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, emotional.
Affection, emotion,
emotional
and love.
Yep.
And that's why we as women, when we get cheated on, guess what? You're lost. You're lost.
Incorrect. I think men and women can 100%. Men and women are completely different. A guy can bang other chicks, still love his wife the same, whereas if a woman does it, she definitely doesn't respect
the
man.
Over
it's
you.
Over.
Yeah, because
what rule applies to you being able to say that it's okay for a man to cheat on a woman and a woman not to cheat on a man?
I'll tell you right now, because men have to earn sex. Women don't. That's the difference.
Not all men earn sex.
Wait, what?
Okay. You stated earlier your standards of what you like in a man, correct?
Well, I mean, that's what I would prefer, definitely.
Okay. What you mentioned pretty much is the top 5% of men. So men must become to meet your standards.
And
guess
I'm
what?
Not...
Hold on. Guess what? Not only you, but her and every other girl are all fighting for the same small percentage of men. So let me bring it back full circle. Men have to become to get the sexual access. So when they do become, it's very difficult for them to settle on one girl because it was so hard for them to get the sex. Women just exist and get the sex. Men are going to throw dick at you every single time you open up your phone. Just, okay? So with that said, a man running around and sleeping around and banging other chicks is not the same as a woman running around sleeping a bunch of dudes.
All I'm hearing is a whole bunch of
I agree. But
that's fine. There are double standards because men and women are different.
Yeah.
I am physically superior to both of you guys.
I agree.
No matter how much you guys exercise, lift weights, whatever.
I agree.
I'm physically superior. But I'll give you guys some credit. Hold on. I'll say this. Women are socially superior to men, calibrated, right? There are certain things that you guys are going to be able to pick up innately, naturally, that I'll never be able to pick up. I have to, like, train myself to learn these things. So I'm not saying men are better than women. I'm not saying women better than men.
Yeah.
I'm saying we're better at certain things.
Yeah.
And we're different. And yes, double standards exist because we're made to complement each other. So with that said, a man can 100% run around and fuck other girls. And I personally think as a guy, you can have multiple wives. I did grow up Muslim and still be able to, love your wives the same because sex for us is physical.
Well, I agree with that too.
It is physical.
I thought you just disagreed with me.
No, I do.
This is why men cheat more. So the
I disagree. I think women cheat more.
No. Men do cheat more. 100%.
You answered it correctly.
Yeah, that's why you answered that
way. You can still love
you
your
guys,
wife.
I got to say this, guys. You got to remember, the men that...
You're saying that you can be with one woman and love her and still fuck every other girl.
But women don't
do
you're
that. Saying
that
you will
cheat
more.
But women don't do that.
Yes, but here's the thing.
Women will leave you.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Most men...
You still love your girl, but hey,
most
you're still fucking around.
Most men don't have the capability to cheat on the level that you guys are talking about.
Maybe you're
That's
saying that because you just want to make it fact, but I don't know. Maybe you're right, 100%. And you know what? I can't take that from you.
I mean, I'm using numbers to back my claims.
That's what I'm saying. I can't take that from you, but...
The guys that you guys are looking for are literally top 5% guys.
Yeah, facts.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
I guess I'm going to be single
as far
forever.
As
Prince Charming, come find me.
Right,
I'm waiting.
All right, so I'm just being honest, man.
Cheating, I do know men cheat a lot
Jake,
more than women.
$5. You guys have the best on effects. Don't turn up the volume.
Hey.
Down on his own facts for that.
That's love, man.
Appreciate Thank you, man. We appreciate that. Tell
Thank
that bitch nigga to turn his computer down.
Facts. All right. 1 second.
Right. What else do
we got? I believe we got Rep Up Mike in the house.
Okay. Rep Up Mike.
Mike, every girl who prefers spooning, that I have asked why, is convinced that it creates a deeper sense of intimacy. Even
okay.
If it doesn't.
Sue likes the spooning, so
spooning.
Sue likes the intimacy.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to read and close the chat at the same time because you guys are going ham. Cable Jones, white girl on top is not smart, but looks good.
Yo, guys, let's give a quick Don DeMarco for Chris.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
Yo, you guys are killing Chris right now, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Chris is, you guys don't see it, but Chris is sweating right now.
In the bullets right now.
Yeah, you guys are just sitting there. All right, $5. Six,
Chris is literally losing his fucking mind, bro, in the back. Go
These
ahead.
Girls show that the majority of the population are still blue pill mindset. Still unaware of the realities of intersexual dynamics.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, we gave our opinions. They could disagree. You know, I personally think men and women are different, and Cheryl was like, it's double standards, but I think that's the way it's made. You're better at some things than I am. You know, that's what it is.
Aya Thug, Zar, $35. Myron, the girl in the white, is giving you the attraction signals.
I'm not tall enough for her. She wants a guy that's 7 feet tall. Remember, guys?
Victoria Gonzalez, 99. Sexual tension is strong in the studio, especially in the girl in the white.
There you go.
No!
Yo! She said
no!
It. She's horny.
No!
She said it. She's horny. So.
No,
you did say
right.
That.
Fourth
okay.
Age of point of rule. They'd be calling Kevin Samuels in a few years. Kevin Samuels, Eugene
Kevin
Morgan,
Samuels.
$5. When Prince Charming doesn't show up, which pet are you going to get, a cat or a dog?
That's crazy.
Oh,
my
dog's
at.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I would play the DMX song, but we'll get hit with a copyright strike on YouTube.
Definitely will.
So,
is that all the
super chats?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
cool.
Ladies,
thank you guys so
you?
Much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Where can they find you? Yeah. Sorry. Grit Fresh.
Say that again. Sorry.
Where can they find you?
Well, you guys can find me on Instagram, on SaltLifeQueen212.
What is it? What's the IG?
Salt Life Queen.
Salt Life Queen?
Yes, 212.
Okay.
On Instagram?
Instagram, Salt Life Queen 212.
And you can find me on Instagram, SweetShare_forFitness.
C-H-E-R? SweetShare_?
Yes.
Okay.
For Fitness.
Okay. And I think, guys, we tagged them in our story.
Yeah, we did.
So you guys, Fresh and Fit Miami, guys.
If you're on our Instagram, go to Fresh and Fit Miami. You can see them in the story, tagged. So
yeah, go ahead and give them a follow, and please don't send dick pics, guys. That'll be strange, and then they'll come after
we'll
us.
We'll be back.
And then we have one final one, the age of the girls.
Wait,
no
what?
Comment.
Final age?
Yeah, what are the age?
Mid-30s, guys. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Guys,
early
30s. 31.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Put a one in the chat if you want to see another late night podcast right now. Put a one in the chat.
Put it in.
And
put
also, guys, round of applause to the ladies for being good sports. You guys were kind of brutal in the chat.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna.
Y'all did good. Y'all did good. High five for that. High five for that. Y'all did good.
You know what I'm saying? So
Thank you.
There you go. All right, guys, we're gonna catch you.
Hold on.
Do we got a bunch of ones in the chat? Mm-hmm. Oh wow. Okay. Yeah, you niggas are addicted, bro. You guys really like this.
And here I wanted to go home, right?
All right. So we're going to end this stream, or are we going to?
No, we have one in the chat.
Oh, one's in the chat.
Yeah, dude. They're all
sitting smiling. Very small now. All right. So,
okay.
All
right. This is what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll cut the show with the show. We'll end the show, guys, and then we'll take a brief session, and we might or might not do another episode, depending on a bunch of factors. To include if we have enough alcohol in here. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
We are going to have booze in this place.
For
guys,
real.
Patreon.com/Fritz. You catch all our shows there, the exclusive
Boom.
Stuff behind the scenes. We're going to have actually tomorrow.
Oh, TJ, Millionaire Mentor, in studio.
Yes.
Guys, if you watch car reviews, if you watch like online YouTube stuff, you know, Tall Guy Car Reviews, this is his mentor coming in the studio to teach you about money, finance, and dating.
Yeah, and real talk, you guys always tune into our dating advice episodes, but
yeah.
You guys don't tune in with the money, and you motherfuckers wonder why you don't get girls.
Make that money.
Tune in
Make
to the
that money.
You
got
her money, bro.
Finance advice. They're the best ones.
They're the ones telling
finance.
You,
I want a six-figure guy.
Or good credit.
You know, or good credit.
Get right or get out.
Yeah, guys, patreon.com/FritzFrit. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video, and we'll catch you guys here very briefly for the next show. And
peace.
Peace. Later. We out.
Peace out.
Hey, that's great. Lady couldn't keep a wall. I'm sorry.